This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview.
Alexander Scanlon, MD and CEO of Barton Gold, an ASX-listed gold exploration company. How are you today, Alex?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Could you give us a short introduction to Barton Gold?
Yeah, sure. Barton Gold is a pure-play gold and South Australian-focused explorer. So Barton has assembled a series of assets. In fact, most of the significant historical gold assets in the Central Gawler Craton of South Australia, and has built a 4,600 square kilometer tenement and JV gold rights position, within which we have built a 1.1 million ounce JORC resource base, and we have 100% ownership of the region's only gold mill. So what we're really focused on as a company is actually large scale exploration, and that's driven by a lot of technical innovation. So we're bringing a lot of new technologies in to basically expand our understanding of regional geology in a way that wasn't previously possible. And what we've demonstrated is that our projects are multiple very large scale systems that are highly complementary for a much more significant future development proposition. So we're really exploration focused. We're not focused on rushing the mill back into operations, but it does give us a lot of flexibility and optionality in the future.
Could you give us some more information on these exciting projects that you're working on?
Yeah. So in if we think about our projects as sort of a northern hub and a southern hub, we have our projects spread across about 200 kilometers of the Central Gawler Craton. The northern hub is where we have our processing infrastructure and a 240-person mining camp. And that's a really interesting and valuable piece of infrastructure. One, again, because it's the only mill in the area. And two, it's surrounded by a lot of explorers and joint ventures, where there's presently about 300,000 ounces of joint venture resources within 40 kilometers of the mill. And there are a number of explorers who are looking to delineate significant bodies of mineable open pit resources also within 40 or 50 kilometers of the mill. So that provides some very interesting options to utilize that mill to consolidate those economics. But for us, the really big focus is the big picture. And that's where we're looking to what we call our southern hub. And that includes our Tarcoola project and our Tunkillia project. So between these two projects, we have about 2,500 square kilometers of tenements. They are two very large-scale mineral systems. We've done a great deal of work, both pre-IPO and post-IPO, that's identified really large-scale continuous mineral systems, highly repetitive mineral systems. And so what we're now looking at doing is aggressively targeting large-scale discoveries to build even larger-scale resources on the back of an already 1 million-ounce platform, and then drive that towards large-scale production. Our existing mill does give us some optionality there, because we could utilize that to start an earlier stage one operation while building a second larger mill that would allow us to then be operating two mills and go to really kind of more of a mid-market style operation.
What has the yield been like on these projects so far?
So these projects are all essentially in the stage of exploration and in care and maintenance. The northern hub contains the old Challenger underground mine. So we did acquire that when we acquired the infrastructure. Now that mine was discovered so the mineralization was discovered in 1995-96. It was developed in 2002. And between 2002 and 2018, that asset produced about 1.2 million ounces of gold. In the southern hub, that has been the site of some of the highest grade mining in the history of Australia and certainly South Australia. So gold was discovered at Tarcoola in 1893, which is the same year that we had the real gold rush start in Kalgoorlie, right? In the famed sort of Eastern gold fields around Kalgoorlie. During the first half of the 1900s, about 77,000 ounces of gold was produced by hand mining with, you know, chisels and axes and picks. And that 77,000 ounces was grading about 37.5 gram per ton. So very, very high grade near surface mineralization. But because of the challenges of exploring undercover at those times, and we're talking, you know, about maybe even just 2 or 3 meters of cover, there is really no modern systematic exploration work done there. So that's where we've stepped back from a near-term production play to look at the bigger picture in the medium term that can then also have a stage one smaller production in the near term. There was also some production in our southern hub at the Tarcoola project during 2017 and 2018. There's a shallow open pit mine there that produced about 34,000 ounces. And during 2018, it was grading between 3 and 6 grams per ton from the pit, which is extremely high grade for a shallow open pit.
And I'm sure investors would be interested to hear more about this new technology that you mentioned. So please, could you tell us more about this and how you use it? What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So innovation in sort of the purest sense is really at the heart of what we do. To be sure, we are a mineral exploration company. So there are components of that are, you know, the using of traditional exploration tools and methodologies. But what we're doing is actively testing a lot of new applications of old technologies, as well as trialing and co-developing novel technologies to basically put together new formulations and tools and methodologies for exploration undercover. The reason we are so focused on that is that this whole region, the Central Gawler Craton of South Australia, has been known for decades, many, many, many decades, to be one of the most richly structured and mineralized districts in Australia, and certainly South Australia. This is the home of Olympic Dam and Prominent Hill and Carrapateena. But the challenge of exploration in the area is the existence of cover. In Western Australia, on the eastern margins of Queensland, you tend to have predominantly outcropping mineralization. So exploration, really systematic work in South Australia, really has been sort of left behind 30 or 40 years. So we're working with industry-leading technologists and academics, including the CSIRO, groups like HiSeis and Ultramag, DashSat, Portable PPB, and trialing technologies that have never been brought into this region to create a set of tools that allow us to sort of defeat cover and more precisely target things undercover without having to do the really large scale, really expensive and time consuming and wasteful scattergun style approaches of just drilling giant grids to try to find structure. We're looking to target that structure precisely. So we're really on the cutting edge of how we combine these tools. One of the other things that we have done quite recently is we have announced an R&D partnership with a group called Sensor Limited, also listed on the ASX. Sensor Limited are really on the cutting edge of using artificial intelligence and machine learning to take thousands of layers of data and essentially infer and derive relationships between that data with a degree of precision that wasn't previously available before essentially big data and really high-end computer processing. So we formed an exclusive JV with them that gives us the exclusive rights on this technology over about 60,000 square kilometers, which is an enormous area, and is essentially 15% of the Gawler Craton in South Australia. So we'll be looking to essentially fill in the gaps around our current land holdings to identify and over time consolidate the very best ground that is the most prospective to host other million plus ounce deposits. Because our objective is to actually within this area put together a true long-term mid-tier producer that has a really standalone strategic capability.
I saw that Barton Gold has 100% ownership of the only gold mill in the region. How important is this ownership to your business model?
It's very important from a tactical standpoint. We're not reliant on that gold mill today in terms of supporting our activities because we are exploration focused. But you know, there are two unique advantages that the mill provide us. One is that when we decide that we have identified our medium and long-term development proposition, we can then scope an earlier stage one operation and utilize our existing mill. So we can bring cash flows forward. We can make the transition from explorer directly to operator without needing to develop a new mill. And that means that you know, as opposed to having to cross the traditional capital drawbridge of somewhere between $100 and $300 million to move from explorer to developer to producer, we might only need to spend $5 million to reanimate the mill. So it's a very short capital drawbridge to cross, so to speak. The other advantage, of course, is that whether we decide to reanimate that mill or we work in tandem with some of the explorers around us, gives us the opportunity to basically absorb and consolidate the economics of the region around the mill as well. It takes a significant resource base to justify or underwrite the development of a mill. And one of the important things to remember from a macro standpoint is that capital cost inputs are escalating rapidly right now. So a mill that may have cost you $100 million to build 5 or 6 years ago may now be pushing towards $130, $140, $150 million. So the intrinsic value and the option value of the asset is increasing, and it gives us the ability to do multiple things, whether with our assets or with other people's assets. It makes us fairly unique in the market.
And looking forward, what are some downside risks that you anticipate?
Look, I think one thing that we all need to remember, and this is, you know, particularly as we think about the gold market, is that in periods of increased instability, we then tend to see shock events, right? Surprise events, scary events, destabilizing events, events that cause markets to wobble badly. And when that happens, and equity markets take a hit, or so-called trend or story stocks take a hit, or people have large reversals in their portfolio, oftentimes people think that gold will move up, directly in a direct inverse relationship to equities prices, or that gold will move up in direct correlation to risk and volatility. And that's just not what happens. And the reason is that gold can also collapse over the short term because it is actually doing precisely what it is supposed to do. It is providing a source of liquidity for people to essentially cover other paper positions. So when we saw the market shock in early 2020, with COVID shock, the gold price also dipped. It provided a source of liquidity for people to cover bad paper positions and essentially stabilize the market. So gold will do its job, and people need to be aware that that means it goes down as well as up. But functionally, over the long term, it holds its purchasing power in a way that dollar-denominated or, you know, associated currencies cannot in an inflationary environment.
And finally, could you summarize to investors the main reasons they should take away with them for why they should invest in Barton Gold?
Yeah, look, for us, you know, we have a very big picture approach to what we're doing. We've got a very long-term strategy with medium-term execution and some real short-term benefits. So we are really leveraging innovation in our large-scale projects, and that has rapidly accelerated the discovery and development timeline for us. In the past 6 months alone, we have discovered over 2 kilometers of new mineralization. We already have the majority of regional JORC gold resources across about 250 kilometers of the Gawler Craton of South Australia. Our main two projects, Tarcoola and Tunkillia, are growing rapidly. Those will underpin a major development and regional consolidation play. And of course, we already have an infrastructure monopoly that provides a lot of strategic regional options and competitive advantage. So all of this together puts us in a really strong position to create outsized shareholder value on an accelerated basis in a very low-risk jurisdiction. And we have excellent stakeholder relations, both with government and on the ground. And when you take all that together, that puts us in an exceptional position relative to many of our peers, against whom we are valued at a very attractive price. So if you look at the true peers that we have in the ASX, these are Australian listed, Australian domiciled, large scale, open pittable gold, sub 1.3 gram per ton. So really tighten it down. On average, and there's a high degree of variability, of course, but on average, these explorers are valued at about $95 Australian per ounce. We are currently trading at about $30 Australian per ounce. So about one third of our true peers in terms of EV per resource ounce. And yet among these peers, we are the only ones that do own our own infrastructure. So we would perceive of ourselves as a very deep and compelling value proposition if you like this type of large-scale open pitable gold proposition.
Well, that's our time for today. Thank you very much, Alex, for answering our questions. You can find Bolton Gold listed on the ASX with the ticket BGD. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed this interview, then give us a thumbs up, a like, or a retweet. Subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitter and hit that notification bell to be the first to know when we release new content. There's loads of great content on our website too, across all our programs at stockboxmedia.com. Thank you for watching.